Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Michael Lofton Show on Reason and Theology. Let's talk about the Catholic Bishops Conference. Catholic Bishops of Nigeria put out a great statement. So happy to see what they put out. You know, I'm really proud of the bishops. You know, for the most part, they've been putting out some really good stuff, confirming the correct understanding of the recent document that just came out from the Magisterium on gay blessings. And I am just really proud of many of these bishops. There's a few outliers here and there that have been failing to engage the document and are rather going with what the media says. But most of them seem to be doing their job, actually reading the document properly, seeing what it says and representing it. And I'm just so proud of them. Especially, I want to point to the Catholic Bishops Conference of Nigeria. They just put this out. Great document. It confirms exactly what I've been saying about it. So I want to take a look at it. So again, Catholic Bishops Conference of Nigeria concerning fiducia, supplicans, a declaration by the Dicastery for the Propagation of the Faith on the pastoral meaning of blessing in the church. Following the issuance of the declaration of the pastoral meaning of blessings, the document by the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, we, the members of the Catholic Bishops Conference of Nigeria, recognize our duty as pastors to clarify the content of the document, given the various nuances of interpretation that it has already been given. I'll say, I mean, the media hasn't even given some nuance to it. They've just been outright misrepresenting it and disregarding it. So that's kind of an understatement, the way they phrased it here. But I so appreciate them offering clarity and their clarification to people who are confused. That's definitely welcome. We need that from the bishops. The declaration seeks to clarify the different forms of blessing that could be given to persons and objects in the Catholic Church, including the possibility of blessing persons in irregular unions. Notice the object of the blessing is person and not the union itself, because again, paragraph 5 says the union cannot be blessed. Such unions include, but are not limited to, divorce and remarried couples whose previous marriages had not been annulled, those living in same-sex unions, those in polygamous unions, and so on. The declaration acknowledges and carefully distinguishes between ritual, liturgical, and informal blessings. While ritual or liturgical blessings are imparted according to the established norms of the church, informal blessings refers to prayers over people who ask for them outside of the liturgy or any formal celebration of the church. The declaration offers a consideration of the possibility of extending the informal blessing to all God's children, irrespective of their moral condition, when they ask to be blessed. Nevertheless, the declaration insists that the blessing of persons in irregular unions, and never the union itself, can only take a liturgical form to avoid, a non-liturgical form to avoid confusion. Again, I have to highlight this. This is what I've been saying all along. The document is about persons, not unions. It is so abundantly clear if you just read the document. It explicitly says the union cannot be blessed. And it explicitly notes the object of the blessing is persons. And it explicitly notes the blessing is not an approval, but rather a plea to God, a plea for help, to live a holier life, to obey God's commands. In fact, it's an urge to follow God's commands. So that rebukes anybody who's saying it doesn't urge anyone to repentance. Nonsense. And so here, notice the bishops get it right. And so these bishops are rightly noting it is for persons and never the union itself. It should not be imparted during or in connection with a civil wedding ceremony or with clothing, words, and signs associated with a wedding. The declaration reiterates the Catholic Church's perennial teaching on marriage as an exclusive, stable, and indissoluble union of a man and a woman, naturally open to the generation of children, and emphatically states that the church does not have the power to impart a blessing on irregular unions. Again, that's paragraph 5. Well done. Okay. The declaration also reinforces the truth about God's mercy. For one to willingly ask for a blessing demonstrates one's trust in God and the desire to live according to God's commandments. Asking for God's blessing is not dependent on how good one is. Imperfection is the reason for seeking God's grace. Therefore, those in irregular unions are invited never to lose hope, but rather to ask for God's grace and mercy while remaining open to conversion. In conclusion, the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Nigeria assures the entire people of God that the teaching of the Catholic Church on marriage remains the same. There is therefore no possibility in the church of blessing same-sex unions and activities. That would go against God's law, the teachings of the church, the laws of our nation, and the cultural sensibilities of our people. The CBCN thanks all the priests for their accompaniment of married couples, asking them to continue in all they do to sustain the sacrament of holy matrimony, and never to do anything that would detract from the sacredness of this sacrament. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Well done. Knocked it out of the park. I would just add to it, the document also says that anything that is scandalous, causes confusion, or could somehow be interpreted as a blessing of the union is also inadmissible. But hey, you know what? They knocked it out of the park with this. Thank y'all so much, bishops in Nigeria, faithful men of God. Look forward to hearing more from the bishops. I've just been seeing bishops' conferences and bishops all over releasing statements that really confirms the document, properly explains it, and tries to guard people away from the fake news that somehow now the church is blessing the union of gay couples. That is just not the case. All right. Well, hey, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Hit that like button and the subscribe button. And if you appreciate what I'm doing here at Reason and Theology, consider supporting the ministry at patreon.com/reasonandtheology, or check out the GoFundMe link or PayPal link there in the show notes. God bless.